evacuations. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Dozens of Ukrainians able to get out of a steel plant, one of the last holdouts in the besieged city of Mariupol.
The United Nations says 500 civilians were able to leave the facility over the past 48 hours, but others still need to be rescued. Ukrainian officials worry they're running out of time as Russian leadership looks to claim a military victory. Denis Monastirsky serves as Ukraine's Minister of Internal Affairs. He believes the Russian military will escalate their attacks on Ukraine if a victory can't be claimed by Victory Day next week. This week, the Russian military ran through a rehearsal for their Victory Day celebrations in the capital of Moscow. With fighter jets overhead and troops in the street, Russian President Putin is looking to project an image of strength.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. The holiday next week commemorates the Soviet Union's victory over the Nazis in World War II. President Biden has announced more aid for Ukraine in the form of artillery and radar systems, saying the latest spending means he's nearly exhausted what Congress authorized for Ukraine in March. An administration official says the latest round of aid totals $150 million. Despite surging inflation, employers continue to streak of solid hiring.
The unemployment rate staying where it is at 3.6% in April. 428,000 jobs being added. That marks 12 consecutive months of employers bringing on at least 400,000 workers to their payrolls. But here's the hang-up. They'd like to be hiring even more. Last month alone, 363,000 people left the workforce. So the closely watched labor force participation rate declined.
Connell Machane with Fox Business. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the State Bar Association plans to sue him over his failed efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Paxton says he stands behind his challenge to the election. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
At least 18 people are dead in an explosion at a hotel in Havana, Cuba.
The deadly explosion at the Hotel Saratoga in Old Havana is likely the result of a cracked and leaking liquefied natural gas line recently installed. A cook working in one of the hotel's restaurants discovered that leak, according to a tweet from the office of Cuba's president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, who visited that scene. The Hotel Saratoga is located across from Cuba's Capitol building, but no guests were staying there. The hotel had been undergoing renovations throughout the pandemic, as no tourists were allowed to visit the island. It had planned to reopen next week. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The CDC is now looking into more than 100 possible cases of a mysterious and severe liver disease in children that has also caused 5 deaths. About 24 states have reported suspected cases after the CDC put out a call for doctors to be on the lookout for surprising cases of hepatitis. The count includes cases that date back to October, all in children under 10. 8 receive liver transplants. What's causing the illnesses isn't clear. This week, the World Health Organization said it had reports of almost 300 probable cases in 20 countries. An ancient Roman bust looted in World War II recovered at a Texas Goodwill.
A woman in Austin reportedly purchased a 2,000-year-old Roman bust at a Goodwill store for just $35 in 2018. So how did it get there? Well, the woman who bought it did some research and found the depiction of Roman commander Drusus the Elder once stood at a museum in Aschaffenburg, Germany. During World War II, Allied bombers targeted the city, damaged the museum, and the 19-inch bust disappeared. It's theorized that the soldier returning from war took the sculpture to Texas, where it eventually landed at the Goodwill store.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.